Stay tuned for adventure and excitement in the world of the future. Entertainment for the entire family produced right here in Kalamazoo.
Join us now for a voyage into another dimension. A journey into a realm as infinite and limitless as time itself. Our destination, the farthest reaches of the imagination. WMUK Special Projects. Future Tense.
The Parade by George Lefferts.
Mr. Sid Ryan.
The same?
My name is Lushar. I'm a Martian.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Lushar. What was that again?
A Martian.
A Martian, as in Star Trek?
Precisely.
I'm a Rotarian myself. sit down.
Thank you.
Now that we've had our little joke, Mr. Lushar, what can publicity associates do for you?
It has been my observation that advertising and publicity are the very backbone of earthly civilization.
Spoken like a true Martian, Mr. Lushar. Now, if you'll tell me the name of the client.
The clients, of course, will be the Martians.
You don't give up, do you?
Give up?
The gag. I mean, Oliver.
Yes, Mr. Ryan?
Oliver, this is Mr. Lushar. Mr. Lushar claims to be a Martian. Take him outside, will you? Find out the name of the sanatorium he escaped from and tell him to bring the butter.
Wait. I'm happy to see, Mr. Ryan, that my telling you I am a Martian has approximately the effect I supposed it would have. I have reason to believe that we can do business. I have here a cash retainer of $5,000.
Sit down, Mr. Lushar. Oliver, get the client a cigar.
Yes, sir.
No. The good cigar.
Thank you.
Well, now, what can I do for you, sir?
I wish you to manage a publicity campaign. A very large, very important campaign.
Is the product established, or is it something brand new?
Oh, it is something quite new. Now, what would you judge to be the most effective type of campaign?
Well, if the client has a lot of dough to throw around, a suspense campaign is best. You might put an ad in the paper saying, "Watch this space." And then about a week later, you run an ad saying XYZ or PDQ, and you get people guessing what it means. Then finally, when you've teased them enough, you bust loose and unveil the product.
Excellent. Oh, very well, sir. We shall conduct a suspense campaign.
Of course, in this kind of campaign, secrecy is very important. Once the name of the product leaks out, it spreads like wildfire, and the whole campaign is a flop.
Oh, of course. Quite so. Utmost secrecy.
That's right. You realize that these things cost like crazy.
I will say $1 million cover the expense.
What was that again?
I said, would $1 million cover it?
Yes, I imagine it would. You did say $1 million.
Well, I understood that you have handled some very large accounts.
Of course. No, not at all, not at all. As a matter of fact, I don't touch anything less. Right, Oliver?
Huh? Oh, of course. That's right, Mr. Ryan. Absolutely right.
Oh, good. You will begin, then, by saturating the newspapers, radio, and television with a very simple statement.
What's that?
I shall write it for you.
The Martians are coming. Say, that's not a bad teaser. I got that, Oliver?
Yes, sir.
The next ad will read, June 1st is Martian Day.
June 1st is Martian Day.
What happens on June 1st?
The parade takes place.
What a parade?
I wish you to arrange a parade on Michigan Avenue.
Oh, you mean like the Thanksgiving parade?
Exactly. Except that the theme will be the world of tomorrow, the Martian world. My clients would like it to be a happy occasion. Balloons, clowns, pennants, pretty drum majorette.
Hey, that sounds terrific. I might be able to interest the department stores in a tie-in.
The parade will climax the campaign. On June 1st, the product will be unveiled.
Good enough. By the way, Mr. Lushar, just what is the product? What are we selling?
Oh, no, no, Mr. Ryan. Secrecy, remember.
But it
will all be revealed to you in good time, Mr. Ryan. For the moment, let us say we are selling a concept.
A concept?
Precisely. A concept of invasion from Mars.
Talent agency.
This is Sid Ryan over in Publicity Associates. Listen, Benny, how are you fixed for midgets?
I got midgets.
Fine. I need 40 midgets for a parade. June 1st. And listen, Benny, I want them dressed in little space suits, you know, like men from Mars, okay?
Midgets.
And I want actors. I need 50 of them, also rigged up like men from Mars. Make them look gruesome. Got that?
Gruesome.
Also, I need some horses with pretty girls on top of them. Maybe you can get that bunch from the traveling circus, the ones we booked for the firemen last year.
I'll try, Sid.
And never mind the expense. Just get me the talent, okay? I gotta hang up now. Call me back, Benny. How you doing, Oliver?
Oh, fine, Mr. Ryan, just fine. Got a full-page ad in the Gazette. 10-second spot announcements on every local station. It's costing a fortune.
The more it costs, the bigger our percentage is. Spend like you were going to the electric chair, Oliver.
Yes, sir. How are you making out in the parade?
If it comes off, if it'll be the biggest thing that ever hit this town. I've got Gilmore, Steckides, and Jacobsons to contribute floats. Everything is built around the Martian theme, you see. Even the horses will have long feelers attached to them and funny-looking extra legs. It'll be sensational.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sounds fine. Only
what?
Mr. Ryan, we don't even know what we're selling.
Oliver, my boy, do you think old Sid Ryan has been sitting here spending all this dough and not putting two and two together?
You know who Lucia represents?
Just by accident, understand. I have learned that Century Pictures has been making a big new epic. A space opera entitled Invasion from Mars. Get it?
Oh, I'm beginning to see. You think they want to test preview it in Kalamazoo.
Also, by mere coincidence, it happens to be the premiere sometime around on June 1st. Do you follow me?
But, Mr. Ryan, Century has exclusive contract with New Feature Syndicate for all their publicity.
Suppose Century Pictures doesn't like the way a New Feature is handling their stuff. They want to get out of the contract, but New Feature says no. So they have to get around the contract. A man named Lushar, client unknown, starts publicizing the Martian invasion. Need I go further?
Oh, I get it, Mr. Ryan. Gee, I suppose I should have thought out of that.
No, Oliver. That's what I like about you. You're so innocent. Let me talk to Commissioner Patrick, please. Sid Ryan.
Hello?
Commissioner! Sid Ryan.
Oh, it's you. Well, what is it this time? If you want to drop a man off the ISB building into a teacup full of water, the answer is no.
I want a permit for a parade, June 1st, down Michigan Avenue. It's a Sunday, so there's no traffic.
Now look, Ryan.
Everybody else gets a permit. Don't give me a hard time, Patrick. This is too big.
Come on, now.
I have the Downtown Kalamazoo Association behind me.
Okay, Ryan. Fill out the forms. I'll pass them on to the license commissioner.
That's my boy.
By the way, what's the occasion?
Don't you read the papers, Patrick? June 1st is Martian Day.
Who Mr. Ryan.
How's the campaign going?
Like fire, Mr. Lushar, like fire. Everybody and his brother is going along with the gag. We distributed 10,000 Martian hats to school kids. I even arranged for Commissioner Patrick to accept a $50,000 check for the Policeman's Benevolent Fund from the man from Mars.
Excellent.
I understand Century Pictures is spending over $6 million making that space opera.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, come on, Mr. Lushar. Sid Ryan wasn't born yesterday, you know. I know who our client is.
You do?
Always thinking. That's me.
Well, as long as you know, let's keep it to ourselves, shall we, Mr. Ryan? As you once remarked, if anything leaks out, there is very little surprise. It ruins the effectiveness of the campaign.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gerard Cloud speaking to you from on top of the reviewing stand over the much-heralded Martian Parade here on Michigan Avenue. It's a beautiful sunlit day here in Kalamazoo, a terrific day for a parade, and the streets are packed with thousands of spectators, all eager to find out what this is all about. There's an air of terrific expectancy. I just had word that the Martians have landed from big pink balloons. And while we're waiting here for the arrival of the parade, we brought some people up to our microphones to tell you their reactions to this spectacular affair. What's your name?
Shackley.
Oh, a little louder, please.
My name is Shackley, all right.
And where are you from, Mrs. Shackley?
Portage.
I see. I see you have your family with you, a nice little curly-headed boy.
Well,
what do you think of Martian Day, Mrs. Shackley?
Well, it all seems very strange to me. But the boys have been pestering me to watch it, so we've been standing here for 2 hours. I can't make head or tails of it.
Well, neither can a lot of other people, Mrs. Shackley. But judging by the thousands here already, there's a lot of curiosity.
Curiosity killed the cat, so they say.
Thank you, Mrs. Shackley. Now, folks, here they come. The first unit of the Martian Parade swinging down Michigan Avenue. Fanfare, colors, streamers, music, confetti, floats, all of this and more. Let's listen to the band for a minute. Here after the band, we have about 40 cute little midgets in weird-looking spacesuits carrying little gold weapons with signs painted on them. I can even read one sign that says, Atomic Blaster. Another sign that reads, We're Martians from Pawpaw. And here come the clowns, laughing and falling all over each other. They're giving free sugar candy to the kids along the way. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a happy, laughing crowd along Michigan Avenue today. A true reflection of the great sense of humor and good nature that makes America the place it is. If I... What's this? Wait a minute. The crowd's murmuring. Now they've turned somewhat silent. There's something coming. I'll try to get it here. Just a minute. What? Ladies and gentlemen. Ah, here come the Martians. We've finally reached the climax of the show. Now, a great hush has fallen over the crowd. It's quite a sight to see these thousands of people standing here expectantly. And now, here they come, ladies and gentlemen. The Martians, marching in counted, regimented ranks, row after row. Now, this is really impressive, ladies and gentlemen, and a serious contrast with the rest of the joyous slapstick parade that we've been witnessing up to now. There's 200 tall, broad-chested men dressed in metallic gray spacesuits with glass visors drawn across their faces. One is holding an ominous-looking ray gun in the ready position, marching in absolute silence, though some unspoken command is marking time. Even the children are awed by the unexpected warlike appearance of these Martian people. And now the first ranks of the Martians move past us, on down Michigan Avenue toward the reviewing stand. No one moves. Wait a minute, hold on. A woman has just dashed into the street, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know the reason. She just slipped through the police barricade, and they're after her now. She's already reached the ranks of the Martians, and she's trying to lift the visor on one of the Martian faces. Wait a minute. Hold it. She screamed and then fell forward in a dead faint. The Martian column keeps right on coming. I'm afraid, God, they're going to trample her. No, the policemen have got her now. They're dragging her out of the way. She's out of the way now. They're trying to revive her now. All sorts of rumors are beginning to come back from the crowd. Some are even whispering that the woman is dead. We don't know yet. Whatever has happened has put a slight shadow over the mood of the crowd here. The carefree holiday atmosphere has seemed to vanish. Nothing to be alarmed at, however. It just seems kind of a shame that anything like this should happen and spoil our enjoyment of the Martian parade.
Mr. Ryan, did you see that? A woman fainted. She ran out onto the street to take a closer look at the Martian. Then she screamed and fainted dead away.
I'm well aware of that, Oliver, since I paid her $50 to do it.
What?
A dramatic moment, Oliver. The stock and trade of a good publicity man. Relax.
Holy smokes. You sure think of everything.
My share of this deal, roughly $100,000, I can afford to think of everything. Shut the window.
Okay. But don't you want to see the finish?
We'll go down to the reviewing stand for the finish. Right now, I want to make a phone call. Oh, by the way, where's Louchard?
I haven't seen him.
All right, close the window, Oliver.
Okay, Mr. Ryan.
Benny, this is Sid Ryan.
Oh, gee, Sid, I'm awful sorry. I forgot to call you. I'm awful sorry about those Martians.
What do you mean, sorry? They're terrific.
Oh, don't joke, Sid. I mean it.
Well, I mean it, too. They're great, great.
Are you feeling bad?
Never felt better.
You mean it, don't you?
Of course I mean it. What is it?
There are Martians in the parade?
About 150. Of course, I only ordered 50, but under the circumstances...
Sid, don't you know? I couldn't get you a single actor. There's a strike.
Huh? Wait a minute. Where did these guys come from if you didn't hire them?
I don't know.
Hold on. Oliver.
Yes, Mr. Ryan?
Did you hire those Martians?
Well, no, sir, I didn't. I...
Okay, Benny, I'll call you back.
What's the matter, Mr. Ryan?
I don't know. I just don't know. Open that window, Oliver. I want another look at those Martians. Look at them. Oliver, you were in the Army. Would 150 movie actors learn to march like that in, say, 24 hours?
No. Not in 24 days, Mr. Ryan.
Precision. Not one out of step. The way they carry those ray guns... The only other time I've seen troops march like that was in a film of the Nazi SS troops marching through the streets of Paris.
Mr. Ryan...
Hold it. Get down there. Find out where the woman who fainted is and get her up here. Make it fast.
Mr. Ryan, here she is. I can't get my strength out of her.
Stay away from
me. Okay, Gloria, relax. It's me, Sid Ryan.
Gloria, settle down.
Baby, it's me, Sid.
It's awful. Those big green eyes and the feelers. Like a cat's head.
Baby, snap out of it. Now, what happened down there? You ran out and screamed like I told you, but fainting, that wasn't in the air.
Go away, please. Go away.
Just one question. Inside that helmet, what did you see?
Let me get her a drink, Mr. Ryan. She needs a doctor.
Okay, Oliver, I've heard enough. You take care of Gloria. Get her a drink.
Where are you going?
To see the commissioner. We've got to stop this parade before something happens.
Okay, Ryan, what's the beef?
Listen, Patrick, I don't know what it is, Steve, but something is wrong. You've got to stop that parade.
I suppose you would like the riot squad. That would get you a front page spread on every paper in town.
Look, Ryan, I've got no time for your cheap publicity gag. I'm a busy man.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you. I don't know where those Martians came from, who they are, anything about them, or...
Oh, it, wise guy, something horrible is already happening. A couple of hundred little kids are in the hospital. Homemade poisoning from that phony Martian candy you passed out.
What?
Or didn't you know?
I didn't. We've got to stop that parade.
Sure. You'd like nothing better than to start a panic right now. And maybe a few hundred people getting trampled to death. Think of the newspaper space that would get you.
Commissioner, this may be a matter of life and death.
Get out of here quick or it'll be your death. Go on, beat it. Get out. Your idea of a publicity stunt is making me sick to my stomach.
Oliver? 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 Where are you?
Oliver, it is useless to scream at him, Mr. Ryan. Your friend is quite dead.
Lushar.
He wanted to run to the police with some story about a Martian invasion, and I found it necessary to restrain him.
Restrain him, you stinking murderer?
No, no, Mr. Ryan. Collect yourself. After all our planning, it wouldn't do to have it spoiled now, would it?
Lushar, start talking, and talk fast, because when you get through, I'm going to take you apart piece by piece. What's this all about?
Oh, surely you know, Mr. Ryan. After all, you've been publicizing it for months. You see, the Martian government sent some of us as scouts in advance, disguised as Earthmen, of course, to study your habits, learn your weaknesses. We've heard that your people on Earth are predominantly conditioned by advertising, publicity. So we conceived the idea of treating our entire invasion as a vast publicity stunt. Clever, yes? After all, Mr. Ryan, who would suspect an invader who advertised his invasion in the newspaper, invited the public to a surprise attack, spent millions publicizing his plan?
Holy jumping!
You've done very well, you see.
There was no product.
Ah, but there is a product. The product is death.
What are you pulling,
Lushar? We Martians are humane people, Mr. Ryan. We do not like to destroy thousands when a few hundred will suffice. In exactly 2 minutes, our troops will treat the world to a spectacle of death. It will bring the rest of your planet to its knees. Nations will clamor to surrender.
Perhaps, Lushar, but not if I can help it. Operator, give me the telephone at the reviewing stand of the Martian Day Parade, and hurry.
Reviewing stand, hello?
Hello?
It will do you no good.
You'll have to talk louder.
I want the mayor. The mayor, the mayor.
They say everybody loves a parade, eh?
Ryan, I have to talk to the mayor. It's a matter of life and death.
Oh, Mr. Ryan, Mr. Ryan, how melodramatic.
Well, you can't talk to him now. Chief Lawrence is presenting the PBA check to him. The Martians are going to fire a salute.
Listen, you've got to stop them.
What?
You idiot, the worst is already...
Sir, you've been cut off. Is something the matter?
No, operator. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. No.
WMUK Special Projects has presented The Parade, an original radio drama by George Lefferts. John Scott was featured as Sid Ryan, and Mark Spink played Lushar. Others in our cast were Richard Neesink, Bill Rout, Rita Gillespie, Richard Atwell, and Liam Rout. Future Tense is produced and directed by L.A. Siegel. Next on Future Tense.
Are you ready to receive the prisoner?
I am ready.
I must warn all observers to remain behind the lead wall when the radiation lock opens. Open the lock! Step into the lock, prisoner.
He's in with the leady. You can almost feel the radiation. By now, he's as good as dead.
Close the lock.
No, no, wait, Joseph.
Canary, come back. No.
Hold the door.
You'll be burned to death.
Don't go out there. The leady is pushing
Mary.
Her up. Close the lock. Sergeant, get a technician in a radiation suit to pick her up. Have her shielded and brought to the decontamination chamber.
Oh, yes, my sir. Daughter.
You'd better get into a lead suit, Donald. We'll see what we can do to save her.
If you are enjoying these Future Tense programs and would like to hear more drama on WMUK, please let us know. Address your comments as well as suggestions for future programs to Future Tense, WMUK, Western Michigan University, Kalamazoo, Michigan. The zip code is 49001. This is Gerard McLeod inviting you and your entire family to join us every Monday through Thursday at this same time for Future Tense. Be sure to listen.